Visitation Valley is home to one of the city's most violent public housing complexes, and it's geographically cut off from the rest of San Francisco. These factors, along with lower household incomes than the rest of the city, can make it hard for kids to find fun things to do in their neighborhood. So an after-school program called ROCK has stepped in to fill the void at three public schools in Visitation Valley. KALW's Maya DePaula Hanica went to El Dorado Elementary to see how ROCK is keeping young people engaged in and out of school.
I love ROCK because they let me do different kind of activities.
Natasha Mejia is one of ROCK's biggest fans. That's Real Options for City Kids, an after-school mentoring program for youth in Visitation Valley.
Like science, art, cooking.
Do you want to go in the cafeteria? Is there
sure.
a program in there right now?
That's Natasha's mentor and ROCK director, Kurt Yagi. He's trying to get her to her next activity.
So we're going into the cafeteria right now for art class.
It's a really hands-on program, even their executive director is a tutor and mentor. When Yagi isn't fundraising, he's leading music workshops and helping Natasha with her math homework.
A house. It's with sticks at the bottom, paper around it, then paper on the top.
The kids get to choose what they want to work on. Sports, music, or arts and crafts. But everybody has to do power hour.
You know, I think if you have just an activity called homework help, it's not as attractive. So if you have something called power hour, it's much more appealing.
ROCK was founded 20 years ago by a woman named Michelle Groh. At first it served just one elementary school. The programming was built around sports because Groh wanted to work with young kids in schools doing something she loved. 2 decades later, Kurt Yagi says he's seen it change a lot.
The program became so popular that as time went by, the elementary school kids became middle schoolers, and they still wanted to be a part of our program. We didn't have anything for them at the time. And so we thought, okay, as you get to middle school, there's definitely sports opportunities in your school, but there's no outdoor adventure opportunities. So we thought, we're going to do that. They loved it.
Then the kids got to high school, and ROCK added community service projects, job opportunities, and overnight camping trips.
We just want to be them with them as much as we can in their lives.
That's really important in Visitation Valley because of how tough it can be.
So Visitation Valley, it's probably one of the last family neighborhoods, and it's a really nice community. It is definitely has lots of sun. And on the downside, it's a challenge for kids to grow up here as well. There's definitely challenges in terms of crime and poverty and different things like that.
Many of ROCK's attendees grew up in the Sunnydale Valesco Housing Project. It was originally built as temporary military housing in World War II. It's had very few updates since. Nightly police patrols are a familiar sight. Natasha Mejia lives on the other side of the neighborhood from Sunnydale, but she says it's hard to be a kid on her street, too.
Well, it's loud over the street because they have a party, music, and people going like this. They're trying to rap. Like boom, boom, chick, boom, chick. They go like that.
The Sunnydale Housing Projects is really what Visitation Valley is known for.
That's Monique Garrett, who goes by Mo.
I feel like my only positive experience was when I attended ROCK. That's when I saw that people did care about our neighborhood.
Mo says Kurt used to come to her basketball games, and other ROCK mentors helped her move into college. Now she's 24 and works for ROCK as a recreation leader. But she could have turned out differently.
A lot of my friends ended up in jail. They ended up, you know, pregnant at an early age, dropping out of school. And I think that definitely ROCK had a big role in the way I turned out.
And it could end up having a big impact on the way Natasha Mejia and her friends turn out, too. Back on the playground, Natasha introduces us.
And this is a whole mob right now, but these are my friend. Well, not really boyfriend.
Just let
and
us say hi.
There, yes, let them talk.
Hola! What up, what up?
Yagi's aim is to keep them engaged. After school, on the weekends, feeling confident and encouraged at school.
When you talk to kids when they're young, especially if they're like first or second grade, they're full of energy and they're not as affected by what's around them, and there's still that hope. And I think that's probably what keeps me going, is there's still that hope within a lot of them.
It's Kurt Yagi's job to preserve that hope and energy. So by the time they start making choices about what path they might end up on, they have a few more options. In San Francisco, I'm Maya DePaula-Haneke for Cross Currents.